WSOL HD2 Brunswick, W272CQ Jacksonville, Sunny 102.3, Jacksonville's greatest hits. Sunny 102.3 presents The Gone Fishing Show with your hosts, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
I tell you why I can't find you. Every time I go out to your place, you gone fishing.
Ah, you know.
But there's a sign upon your door.
Uh-huh. Gone fishing. There's a sign upon your door.
Pops, don't blab it around, will you?
Gone fishing.
Keep it shady. I got me a big one staked out.
You ain't got no ambition.
You're convincing.
Gone fishing.
We gone fishing.
instead of just a wishing. Oh, yeah.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Hey, welcome to the Gone Fishing Show. We have got a full house today. Rick is not going to be with us. He's feeling a little under the weather today, so I think Rick stepped out, and he's going to go back to the house and try to sleep and take it easy.
He's going
to
sleep it off.
Yeah, he's going to sleep it off.
Hope you're feeling better, Rick. Yeah.
But in studio today, we have our normal team here. We have Captain Don Taylor with Inshore Outdoors Charter Fishing.
Inshore Outdoors Fishing.
Yeah. let's do some charters, though.
Oh, we do a lot of charters. We've got the world-famous Mr. Joe Dionne.
And we got Jeff... cousin Altman.
The trapper.
Yeah.
Trapper, man.
American Trappers.
American Trappers.
He catches critters.
Yeah. I'll take care of them all.
Yeah, he catches critters.
If you have any bird problems on your docks, we'll take care of that, too.
Oh, yeah.
Keep them from pooping on your boat.
How do you do? Just plug them up, huh?
And how do you do that, Jeff?
Stealth netting.
Stealth netting.
Oh,
wow.
Okay.
Yeah. Technical stuff, man.
And we got a return guest in the studio today, FWC officer Roland Green's with us today.
Good afternoon.
Hey, my friend, how you been?
How we doing?
How
great.
You doing, Officer? You want to call you Officer Green, Mr. Green, or how would you like for us to?
Either way, it doesn't matter.
Call him the dude.
He's rolling in here.
Yeah, Roland Green.
Okay, call him the dude.
The dude, Mr. Roland Green. Good to have you, Mr. Green.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to give us a little updates and stuff today about what's going on. We got the new 2019 regulations came out, saltwater recreational fishing regulations. You'll start seeing them in your stores here pretty soon.
Hope everybody
if they're not already
reads
out.
It.
Yeah. I just picked this up in our office today.
So they're not distributed yet.
They should be circulating.
Okay.
They should. The Walmart should have them.
You got a couple of spares?
Okay. You got a couple of spares we can look at with you?
So, sheephead, 8 per harvester.
Yeah.
Some people already were expecting that.
Do you have a couple of spares of these that we can share with you?
Okay. Because I'll get mine tomorrow at the stop.
Okay. That's fine. Go ahead. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So we're already talking about sheephead already, huh?
Woohoo.
The sheeps.
Hope the bite's good.
So as far as the only changes I know of so far is the triple tail and the sheep's head. Is that right?
The triple tail does not apply to me.
I
have no limit on triple tail, no size, anything.
As far as the triple tail
I see here, cobia, we got an Atlantic, 1 per harvester, not to exceed 6 per vessel. And in the Gulf, 1 per harvester, not to exceed 2 per vessel.
So that's changed as well.
And cobia was what before?
That was 2, as far as I know.
2. Two per person.
Is that right, Roland?
The fork length is still the same. That didn't change. It's just the bag limit changed.
So the cobia went from 2 per person to 1 per person.
Yes.
Vessel limit's still the same though.
Yes. And when you look at our saltwater regulations, everything that's highlighted in red means that there's a new change to it. So
you have a page you can throw me to real quick?
Yes. Usually in the middle.
I see it. Okay.
Yeah.
Now we're on the same page. Okay, so the
usually in the middle of the regulation book is where you're going to see all the fish in the state that's regulated.
All right, so the cobia has changed. I didn't know that. Now, when's it go into effect, by the way?
Oh, it's in effect now.
Now it already is.
Yeah, okay. This is effective January 1st.
Yep, these are all current 2019s.
Gotcha. All right, so cobia changed. It says here the greater amberjack looks like the Gulf opens now May 1st through the 31st, and August the 1st through October the 31st. I guess that's changed, it looks like.
Does that have old and new on there? It says red.
Well, because it used to say Atlantic open year-round.
Okay.
So now it's got a season.
Yep. So there's been a few changes since just the sheep's head and triple tail. You know.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
So the triple tail now has to be 18 inches now as opposed to what before? Do you know what it was before? How about you, Jeff?
I don't catch many of them. I don't know anything about triple tail.
I don't either.
I can't catch one.
Yeah, triple tail, the minimum is still 12.
Yeah.
12. Okay, the season changed.
I'd probably have a heart attack if I caught one that size.
The triggerfish is what I'm thinking of.
They're rolling. Yeah,
I'm thinking triggerfish.
Yeah, it says triple tail. Now it's 18 inches is what it says.
Yes.
18 inches. So. Yeah. All right. Triggerfish, yeah, now is Atlantic's 12 inches to the fork. Gulf is 15 inches to the fork. And their season has now gone from year-round to in the Gulf, open March 1 through May 31st, and August 1 through December 31st. So I guess it's closed, what, there in the center, I guess the first part of the year, I guess?
Right.
And then the middle part of the year. Okay.
Then we've also got a brochure here that he brought in for some saltwater grand slams. See that on the left right there, Jeff? Right there on the inside left?
Oh, yeah. This is some good stuff.
We're really trying to promote the Catch a Florida Memory.
Mm-hmm.
And I came by to kind of, promote that, especially with the charter captains here locally, Jacksonville.
Around the area. One of your clients catches a big fish.
Yeah, and they can be rewarded, it's catch or release, or, if they decided to, if they want to harvest the fish, as long as it's legal, they can do that too.
So go ahead and tell us a little bit about the program there, Officer Green. So, like, when did it start? When does it run through?
Oh, it's been running for a while. We recommend you could register online to our website at, myfwc.com.
Okay.
Go on there and register a charter captain. You can do the application for your clients. And usually the application process is 7 to 10 days. And the prizes usually take 4 to 6 weeks.
Okay. And what are the prizes just for people that are listening?
The T-shirts and
they get
certificates. Yeah, yeah, certificates. Wow. They have a monthly raffle too. So
cool.
Yeah, so those prizes will vary, with the monthly raffle from different types of books and with some of the promoters or the partners that we have. They will supply different type of fishing gear.
I got you. So you got a saltwater grand slam series, it looks like. You've got a saltwater real big fish series, and then the saltwater fish life list series. Is that
right?
Is that
right? Okay. Yes.
All righty. All right.
All right. We're going to get ready to take our first break here. We'll give you a phone number if you got any questions you'd like to call in. 904-296-2692 is the phone number. The website is gonefishingshow.com. And the radio station is 102.3.
FM, Sunny FM.
Yeah, that's Sunny FM, baby. All right, 904-296-2692. You're listening to the Gone Fishing Radio Show here in Jacksonville, Florida. Website, gonefishingshow.com. In the studio, Captain Don Taylor, Jeff Altman, and Officer Roland Green. Y'all stand by. We'll be right back.
For the finest soft plastic and topwater baits, use what the pros use, Down South Lures. If you're one of those skinny water anglers out there looking to boat some speckled trout or redfish, Down South Lures has you covered. Their Southern Shad line of soft plastic baits come in a variety of colors for clear and stained water use. Down South Lures is a family-owned and operated business that was inspired to make their own line of fishing lures because of their love for our coast and the great fishing that it offers. Get online now and visit DownSouthLures.com. That's DownSouthLures.com.
Do you have a boat? Then you need to know Shark Attack, a mobile marine service licensed and insured to install and repair marine generators, electronics, stereos, water and waste systems, as well as complete or partial rewires. Have a boat? Then you need to know a mobile marine technician that will come to your boat. Shark Attack does just that. Also offering consulting and pre-purchase inspections. Call 904-200-8709. That's 904-200-8709. And receive $50 off your first service call.
Palm Cove Marina, the place boats call heaven. And for good reason, Palm Cove Marina prides itself by offering the largest dry storage facility coupled with the finest wet slip accommodations on Jacksonville's intracoastal waterway. Also, you'll find that Palm Cove Marina provides full marine service, a travel lift, very competitive ethanol-free fuel prices, and they even have a swimming pool. Palm Cove Marina, located on Beach Boulevard on the west side of the intracoastal waterway. Call 223-4757, online at palmcovemarina.com.
Atlantic Coast Marine, the name to remember for Maverick, Hughes, Pathfinder, Canoe, and Sundance boats. We're also a full-line Yamaha dealer with the best prices on Yamaha engines. A winner of Yamaha's Best in Class 3 years running, Atlantic Coast Marine will get you set up with the right engine the first time. We offer a huge service facility performing everything from fiberglass repair to engine rebuilds. Atlantic Coast Marine, 13748 Atlantic Boulevard at the Intercoastal Waterway. Call 221-0793. That's 221-0793.
Looking for a great day of fishing? Or want to learn how the pros do it? Then you need to call Captain John Eggers. John's one of the leading guides in the Jacksonville area. John's won such tournaments as the Cabela's IFA Redfish Tournament and has been on many outdoor shows such as TNN and NBC Sports. He'll combine his knowledge of tournament fishing with his charter experience to ensure you have a trip of a lifetime. Give John a call at 591-1611. Again, 591-1611. Or stop by Rick's Bait and Tackle for John's information.
You've been wanting a reputable trolling motor shop in the Beaches area. Area, and now it's here. Fish 307 Jacks. They're a certified Minn Kota service center with the tools and the know-how to get you back in the shallows. If you're needing cannon or walker downrigger work, Fish 307 specializes in that as well. They're conveniently located on Mayport Road, just one block north of Levy, and they're ready to get your boat off the trailer and back in the water where it belongs. Fish 307 Jacks. Give them a call today at 904-859-0966. That's 904-859-0966.
The best way to go fishing around here is to join Jacksonville Boat Club. We furnish the boats, the insurance, and take care of all the maintenance. You'll enjoy completely hassle-free valet service on the premier fleet in the Southeast. When you arrive at the dock, your boat will be ready to go. You won't spend hours getting it ready or have to wait in line at the marina or boat ramp. Just remember, we clean the boats, but you clean the fish. JacksBoatClub.com.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
Okay, right. We're back. Segment number two, and I believe we got a caller on the line. Let's go ahead and knock out Taylor.
Come on, steam it out, Taylor.
What's up?
Speed it up. I got more than 30 seconds. I haven't called in forever.
Okay. You tell us what you need to know.
You got 30 seconds. You're on the clock. Go.
I got more than that. I'm trying to figure. Y'all are messing up my thought process now.
All right, come on.
This is a question for the FWC officer. With these changes to these fish populations and everything, I always want to know, do you encourage tournaments?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And if you, we could put the request in also if you're interested in something like that. Currently, you know, kingfish and redfish are the big ones up here.
Mm-hmm.
And flounder pounder.
Correct.
The old cheapo.
Yeah, my question was, a lot of people, they always have the big topic about the cobia and all that stuff. And to me, if you had a tournament to go out and catch them, it seemed like if you put more pressure on the fish than just leaving them alone for a little bit and go out and catch them. Like the bull reds, you know, when you go out and target those, everybody will admit that they're breeder fish. But if you're targeting them and a lot of people don't know how to vent them and you're letting them go, I think you're hurting the population more than you're helping them.
That's true.
I agree with that totally.
You know, we wouldn't push tournaments. You know, that's not something that we do. That's something that had to be organized locally.
Correct.
You know, yeah.
So Taylor, so your question is, do you think that tournaments help the fishing population, or does it hurt the fishing population? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's what I was asking.
Well, I mean, you know, as well as I mean, as far as I can only speak for myself, all the tournaments that I fish, the IFA, the Power Pole, you know, series, the FLA, all those tournaments are all catch and release, and you have to bring the fish, you know, to the scales. They have to be alive, breathing, and you have to release them. Also, they have to be alive and breathing when you release them. So, you know, that way it promotes conservation, it promotes catch and release, and so we're actually putting the fish, you know, healthy fish back into the you know, into the
environment. And as well as kayak fishing, we're photo release.
Yeah, catch photos.
So we're just taking a picture.
Now, and like cobia goes, I can't answer for cobia because I've only caught a few cobia. I know.
And don't worry, all that meat goes to good use right there.
Yeah, and I do know that, you know, cobias migrate through here pretty much anyways. I mean, they're not here, I don't think.
Right, they're migratory
animals. And so as far as putting pressure on them.
All right.
So a redfish is 18 to 27 inches, right? Or
correct.
28.
18 to 27.
Yeah.
Above so 27 or below 18 is not good.
So if I catch a 30-inch redfish, would that be considered as a bull red?
Yes.
A bull red, I believe a bull red would be considered anything over 42 inches.
That's not correct.
Yeah, but I mean, a bull red, they say the breeders are the bull reds, and so if you caught a 30-inch redfish, and it's a breeder, why wouldn't it be a bull
red? Taylor, first of all, the redfish can start breeding when they're 5 years old, respectively, and the females are 6 years old, from what I've read.
The Wikipedia I read, it said that the fish matures at 3 to 5 years old.
That's what I just said, 5 years old. That's correct. Yes. Females are 5 years old or 29 inches. The males are 27 inches at 5 years old. That's when they mature. That's when they can start breeding. So according to, you know, Wikipedia and everything else, once the fish can start breeding, they're considered to be a bull red. And so if the fish is 28, is 30, or 42, you know,
people put labels on it.
People put labels on it. Hey, it's a good fish. It doesn't have to have a moniker or have a name. It's just a good fish. And, you know, everybody can have their own opinion as to what size and that sort of stuff. I know some guys is over 35, you know, or some guys are 40. And so
it's a good photo op, Taylor.
Yeah, exactly. So.
But, all right. Well, I appreciate it. And I got more, but I guess I got over my 30 seconds. So I guess I'll
you're way over, man.
Yeah.
No, you're fine, bud. All right, Taylor, have a good day, man. Thank you for calling. Okay, buddy.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. We're with Officer Green from the FWC. And we are discussing some of the initiatives that the FWC is kind of putting out there this year for 2019. And we were discussing some of the new regulations and some of the new limits and that sort of stuff. You handed us a flyer a minute ago, Catch a Florida Memory.
Yes.
Let's talk about that real quick. That looks pretty interesting. I think a lot of folks would like to participate in this kind of, some of these programs you have here. So how about telling us about, first of all, the Saltwater Grand Slam Series?
Okay, you got, as you can see here, there's a whole different variety of saltwater Grand Slams listed here. You got
You got the family, the inshore, the blue water.
Yeah, you got Florida Grand Slam, which is a permit, a tarpon, a bonefish. Inshore Grand Slam, which would be real popular here in Jacksonville, is the red drum, spotted sea trout, and the flounder. Very popular. Even this is also the family Grand Slam. The black grouper, red grouper, and gag grouper is something that could you could catch inshore, offshore here.
Got you.
And
got your blue water. That'd be your dolphin, sailfish, and wahoo.
You got the reef and rubble Grand Slam, black sea bass, gag, and triggerfish.
Okay.
For the offshore guys.
Yep. And then we got the nearshore also. That would be kind of the offshore nearshore guys.
I'll never win that one.
Your cobia, triple tail, and king mackerel. And then your bay and estuary Grand Slam.
And they even have a small fry Grand Slam, pinfish, grunt, and a catfish.
Yeah, that's for the juniors.
So tell us about the rules for the Saltwater Grand Slam then.
Okay, the rules are every angler, you have to be the angler to catch the fish to qualify. There's no, like, group qualifications. You know, it's individual angler only. They must have a fishing license. And to qualify, you know, there's the photo requirement. And we talked there a little bit off of radio about the photo camp. That, you know, that's being the same person, wearing the same clothes, having the same haircut, same look.
Right.
Same background.
So you're not taking three pictures of three fish caught at different times.
Yeah, you wouldn't qualify if, you know, you got a bald cap in one, and then you got a beard in one.
Right.
And so, you know, you want to look the same.
Different pants.
Yes, you want to look
basically,
the same.
So basically it says here, they want you, you have to catch three of the species listed within a 24-hour period. And then you, that's when you're eligible for the, I guess, your certificate and your T-shirt.
And you can also, you know, so the fish is going to have to be legal if you're going to harvest the fish.
Sure.
So if you're not going to harvest the fish, you, as long as you take, if it's undersized, or if it's idle season, as long as you take a quick picture of the fish and, you know, safely put it back into the water, then, you know, you can call a fire.
And a required measuring device, or just as long as you can?
Some of your lifelong lists, you're going to have to use, because those are, you know, dealing with the real big fish program, you have sizes, so you're going to have to use an approved fish stick or a ruler.
Right. Yeah. So now which one is this? This is for the saltwater real big fish, correct?
So, yes. Yep. So let's say big fish, the real big fish, you got black drum, adult 44 inches, the youth 33 inches.
Wow, that's a big one.
Flounder, adult 25 inches.
You have my Jeff Altman special over there.
18 inches.
I'm going after one of those.
Yeah.
So you're talking about the what do you call them, the hog rulers, Jeff? Hog trough rulers?
Trough. Those are
the yellow ones, aren't they?
That's what the freshwater guys use.
Right.
Yeah.
I have the check it stick, which is like the tournament stick that we all use. That's been approved by IGF and all those places.
I mean anything. I mean, you know,
something that the nose
any ruler's gonna qualify for this.
I got you.
But I mean one that you can take and butt his nose up to the wall of the measuring board. You know,
right?
You could use a tape measure,
right.
For this, as long as it's in the photo.
Or measure by the total length. You know. Depending on the type of fish that you're catching.
All righty. And then it says...
And of course, you know, that you need to have a photograph of
now,
that.
Now, do you have to be registered
before
the fish is caught?
No, he said it's retroactive, or, he told me.
It's retroactive. The program's retroactive.
So if I got a picture of a fish that I caught 2 years ago, this is a 30-inch trout that I've got on a board, I could send that in, and that's good.
Yes.
Okay, great.
So real quick, Officer Green, so tell everybody, let's start there. Where should everyone go if they want to participate in some of these programs, look at all the fish, all the series? Where should they go to register?
Yeah, go to www.myfwc.com, catch a Florida memory. And everything is there on the website for you to get registered for the program.
So it's myfwc.com, okay?
Yes.
All righty. When we come back, we'll talk about the saltwater life list, and we'll talk about some of the other
any additional questions anybody might have out there, angler recognition at MyFWC. You can ask them for any other additional questions about the program, and they're gladly to help you.
All right,
number is 904-296-2692. You got any questions? Something in the back of your mind you've always wanted to know, but you were afraid to ask? Well, this is what you're going to do. You're going to call 296-2692. You're going to ask the man himself, because he is here in the studio. So if you've been out fishing and you're unsure about what to do here, there, and wherever you go, ask this man, because he'll tell you. 904-296-2692. You're listening to the Gone Fishing Radio Show in Jacksonville, Florida on Sunny 102.3 FM. The website is GoneFishingShow.com. Y'all stand by. We'll be right back.
Happy New Year from Greg and Don at Ferguson Builders. Ferguson Builders is your year-round source for residential and commercial remodeling, additions, and custom construction. Call for a free estimate, 993-1315. Ferguson Builders has been serving all of Northeast Florida for over 40 years. See them on Facebook and Craigslist. Ferguson Builders, with best wishes for the new year. Call for that free estimate, 993-1315. The month of February contains many happy events, but now, February marks a very special event for the Boger family, the owners of Boger Shoes here in Jacksonville. This February, Erica and Brett Boger will celebrate their daughter Skylar's second birthday. And to help celebrate Skylar's birthday, Boger Shoes is having a fantastic sale on baby shoes for the entire month of February. This month, when you purchase one pair of baby shoes at regular price, you can purchase another pair at 50% off. That's right, get 50% off your second pair. wear. And it won't be long before spring sets in, so check out Boger Shoes' new spring arrivals and their beautifully new remodeled store. For 62 years, Boger Shoes has been providing orthopedic and diabetic shoes for thousands of customers in Northeast Florida. And Boger Shoes specializes in extra-wide width shoes. And they offer free evaluations and fittings by three board-certified podorthists on staff. Stop by Boger's on Park Street in Five Points today and experience the Boger Shoes difference. Boger Shoes, the answer for hurting feet.
My name is Miranda, and I am in the Life Builders program at City Rescue Mission. I have struggled with depression, self-harm, and suicidal thoughts since I was very young. I got married and pregnant at a young age, and for a while, I was finding my worth in men. My mom and brother had been through the Life Builders program here at City Rescue Mission, so I came looking for help. I truly appreciate the counselors and also my ministry assignment. I've never had structure or routine in my life. My ministry assignment is my responsibility, and it is something I take pride in. I am also just one test away from completing my GED, which I don't think I could have done without the City Rescue Mission. I'm thankful for City Rescue Mission and the relationship I now have with Jesus.
I'm Penny Keevitt, Executive Director for the City Rescue Mission. Would you consider helping us make a difference as we provide hope, healing, and change to those who need it most? Visit us at crmjax.org. That's crmjax.org to learn more or to make a donation to help transform the lives of the hungry, homeless, and addicted in Northeast Florida.
SNC Square Roofing, everything you should expect from a roofing contractor and more. Hey, it's John Vitas, the voiceover guy. SNC Square Roofing replaced my roof, and I'm here to tell you, my wife and I were amazed at their quality of work and how well they kept the job site so clean. SNC Square Roofing, from the estimate to the last shingle, you can count on a job well done. SNC Square is a certified CertainTeed shingle master applicator. Give my roofer a call today. SNC Square LLC, roofing with integrity. Call 524-8621. That's 524-8621.
You can always trust Frontline Insurance to insure your home with the best coverage possible. At Frontline, we'll help you create an action plan with our trusted vendors and contractors to make repairs to your home. The best part? We'll help pay the cost of those eligible home repairs. Now that's smarter insurance. Find your local Frontline agent at frontlineinsurance.com. Frontline Insurance, building home partnerships with coastal Floridians since 1998.
This is the spark that starts it. This is the oak that smokes it. These are the hands that pull it. This is the knife that slices it. This is our original slow-smoked pork. And Sonny's Barbecue is the only place you'll find it. Come get an original pork plate at Sonny's with pulled or sliced pork and either more pork ribs or ribs and smoked wings plus a side and bread starting at $8.99. Sonny's Barbecue, local pitmasters since 68.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
Okay, we're back. We have in studio Officer Roland Green with the FWC. What's FWC stand for, Jeff?
It used to be Freshwater Game Commission.
Florida Wildlife Commission.
One time we was GFC. Yeah. That's Game and Freshwater Fish.
Mm-hmm. Now it's Florida.
Now we got Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission.
They went and
but everybody
merged
uses,
everybody together. Yeah. And
but, you know, everybody, you know, we do everything in threes, you know, with acronyms. FBI.
Yep.
CIA.
And now you have what? AOC. FHP. Now you have AOC. We won't go there.
The GFS.
All right.
Gone Fishing Show.
Yeah, that's right.
So, Officer Green, how long have you been on with FWC?
Since 2003.
2003. You said a minute ago that you weren't on the water a whole lot anymore. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm the public information officer. I'm also one of the dive team leaders. Okay. So we do anything from derelict vessels that are sunk. We go out down and identify those vessels. And, you know, as far as the registration number goes and the HIN number, the hull identification number, so that we can find out who the owner is and who's responsible for that vessel.
We were talking off air when we first got in the studio, and you were telling us about your trip that you were just doing down at the
yes,
lake.
Yes, yeah, we just had
can you talk about that?
Madison.
Yeah, we was just in Madison County drowning, you know, in a lake called Blue Lake.
Okay.
out there, capsized vessel, two people fishing. Water's very cold, 55 degrees, and so we had a recovery.
This is a freshwater lake.
Yes.
Now, did both people expire?
No, just one.
Just one. Was he? Yes. I know, where I'm going with this is, I asked you, was he wearing a life vest?
No. That's we always in. That's one of the sad things about the job. You know, here that every year, every summer, there's boating accidents, and
no PFDs.
We see people that if you can't swim, wear a life jacket. Yeah. Especially if you're out on the water this time of year. Mm-hmm. The water, the river is very cold.
And especially if you've got shoes on, you're wearing shoes. Anything, you know, long pants.
Even if
it's all going to weight you down.
Even if you're a good swimmer, you know, cold water.
I was
going to
say
the excuse of it's uncomfortable, it's too bulky. Not nowadays with these PFDs that they're coming out with now, especially these little inflatables. You can put this thing on. You don't even know you're wearing one.
Yeah, I mean, $100 is worth your life.
You don't have to have this big, huge orange. The old-timey PFD on with these new ones they've got. And if you go out fishing or on a boat, as common as, you know, a lot of people do nowadays, take the investment and get you $60, $70, $80. Get a nice PFD. You got one that's so comfortable to wear, you don't even know you're wearing them anymore, especially when you're on a kayak.
Were they sitting still when it happened? Or were they moving? Or?
No. One guy decided to stand up to use the restroom. And the vessel capsized.
And who hadn't done?
And let's say that so they were
canoe?
In a.
Yes, it was.
It was a canoe. A motorized canoe. I guess you would.
Yes.
You
know. Okay.
That was a smaller vessel than a capsized.
Yeah, very small vessel.
How deep of water
stood
were
up? 10 feet of water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's just a shame, you know. It's just anytime you hear something like that. But I was going to say, you know, whether you're moving or you're sitting still, you know, always be around wherever your surroundings. Know your limitations.
Exactly.
Well, like you said, if you can't swim, you need to have your life vest on. Yeah. I mean, it's just
without
a no-brainer.
Yeah, you just never know what can happen. You know, you get a big fish on your line, you go to grab it, you tip over the boat. Mm-hmm. You don't see that happen.
Well, anyway, our condolences to the family. You know,
requirements for children. You know, if they're 6 years and under, if the vessel's underway, they must be wearing life jacket.
Over six,
that's in state waters. Offshore is 13 years old. Federal waters.
So it's 6 years old in state waters.
13 in federal waters.
13 in federal, but that's only when the boat's underway, though, correct?
Yes.
See, because I make my clients, if A, they can't swim, they're wearing one all day. And
exactly.
And B, if they're children, if they're six and under. I was doing it when they were eight, so I didn't know.
Right, yeah.
I didn't.
Yeah, that's good. That keeps everybody safe.
It looks like we have another phone call. I guess, Taylor, you back again?
Yeah, I just got one more important question since the FWC's officer's on here today, you know.
All right.
I got a question about kayak. I know these pedal drive systems, they're becoming very popular, and there's more and more manufacturers coming out with these drive systems. But I know anything that has a motor on it, you have to register. But I was wanting to know, do y'all enforce it on kayaks? Because I know there's some, like the Hobie. I have a Hobie Outback, and they have this, I think it's called Tokido or something. You can drop it down in your drive system, and it's battery operated. Do I have to go get that registered?
Yeah, if you're using an electric motor or a gasoline motor, it has to be registered.
Correct.
Yep.
Yeah, but it's electric by battery, though.
It doesn't matter. It's battery powered.
That is called motorized.
So you have a trolling motor?
Yeah, have y'all ever enforced it?
Yeah, it's motorized. It's,
I mean,
yeah, electric
it's like
power.
Hard to tell if it's even electric.
Gasoline power. It's.
I understand.
Yeah.
So if you have any.
If y'all have enforced any of those?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. If you have motorized vessel,
just don't break the law, Taylor, you know.
It's the same form. It's the same form as a trolling motor.
Or gasoline.
Same form as a trolling motor.
Put a Tokido on your Hobie.
One at a time. Hold on.
You can't even see it.
Well.
Yeah. Put one on your boat, and then let, you know, FWC pull you over without your Florida ID number and see what happens.
All right, we're getting a ticket. All right, won't call in no more. Talk to y'all later.
All right, buddy.
You're fine. good question. Bye. Thanks. Bye-bye. I didn't know that. I see some guys out there from time to time with, you know, kayaks, but they have a trolling motor on them. And so I didn't know.
They better have their numbers.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you'll see them out registered. There now. They've got their Makita drills with the long shaft on it, using that.
With a paint stir.
With a paint stir, whatever, you know, and actually using that.
I've never seen that joke.
Now, oh, yeah.
Really?
Yes, sir. You go on YouTube seeing that all day long.
Oh, okay. YouTube. Yeah.
But back on YouTube. But back to what we were saying.
Amen.
So children 6 and under have to have a vest on. 13 and that's inshore, offshore, 13 and under vest on.
Yes.
Yeah. But I hate to hear that about that those people drowning, you know, because they said a lot of that can be avoided, you know.
Yes. I have seen a lot myself being on the water, you know.
Now you said you've been
you can't swim, you know. Please wear a life jacket.
Yeah. You've been FWC since 2003.
Yes, 2003.
And then prior to that, what's your background?
Oh, my background. I was a Navy deep sea diver.
Okay, good, cool.
Yeah, anybody out there? Yep. We are deep sea. You know,
nice.
And so I'm currently one of the assistants.
You got lots of years of diving under your belt.
Yeah, yes, got lots of years of diving. Dove on submarines, underneath ships.
He didn't dive under his belt. He dove with his belt.
Yeah, put that belt on and drug him down.
So mm-hmm. have the experience in diving in low visibility, no visibility.
So let me ask you a question. I just want to shift the gears, and I don't know if this is maybe part of your expertise or not, but I'll throw it out there. We had a gentleman, me and Jeff talked about it here on the radio last week or week before. He lives in a certain area of town here, and it's not a wake zone. Yeah, I know because you put a sign up on your dock, that doesn't mean it's a wake zone, you know?
Right.
Now, when I saw him last Saturday, he was talking about how he's trying to go through the proper channels. He'd already called FWC and several of these other places in order to try to get a wake zone, you know, put in there, I guess, to protect his dock and the neighbor's docks and whatnot. So, like, my question is, you know, what determines where a wake zone should be, why it should be there, and because to me, it's funny because there's some places you would think there should be a wake zone, and there's other places that, you know, you can't believe they have a wake zone. And so I'm just kind of curious, what determines the factors for a wake zone, guys, as far as wake zones go?
Florida Fish and Wildlife is involved in some, and also U.S. Fish and Wildlife, but it goes through a legislation process, even through the city council, you know, to get it all approved. And that's kind of how it and some of it has to do with, you know, the manatee population.
That's another thing. There's a manatee zone in that same area.
So we're talking manatee zones.
You're familiar with Shad's Creek, obviously.
Yes.
You know, the manatee zone is from the bridge south to the mouth of, you know, St. River right there. Everything north of the bridge is not a wake zone. And, you know, there's been some discussion about there being a wake zone put in there, you know, for several, maybe, you know, 100, maybe 200 yards. And, you know, I just wasn't sure what the process was, like, what I'm trying to say.
Yes, it's, you know, I don't know the total process of it because it's very complicated, involves multi-agencies.
Right.
And, it takes a while to get it, you know, it goes through a due process or sort of approval process for it to happen. But up here, we got a whole lot of manatee zones. We got a lot of manatee zones already here in Jacksonville.
You're right.
Duval County.
904-904-296.
It helps people slow down, and it also keeps people safe.
Oh, I agree with you.
Especially with kayakers.
904-296-2692. You're listening to the Gone Fishing Radio Show in Jacksonville, Florida. Website, GoneFishingShow.com. Number 904-296-2692. Stand by. We will be right back.
For the finest soft plastic and topwater baits, use what the pros use, Down South Lures. If you're one of those skinny water anglers out there looking to boat some speckled trout or redfish, Down South Lures has you covered. Their Southern Shad line of soft plastic baits come in a variety of colors for clear and stained water use. Down South Lures is a family-owned and operated business that was inspired to make their own line of fishing lures because of their love for our coast and the great fishing that it offers. Get online now and visit DownSouthLures.com. That's DownSouthLures.com.
Southern Sportsman is now open on the south side of Arlington Expressway. They stock everything an outdoorsman thrives, from firearms and fishing, archery and knives. They've got bows by Hoyt, Obsession and Prime, with an archery range for practice time. Everything's there a fisherman digs, from T. Allen rods to TBS jigs. Guns by Glock can always be found at Southern Sportsman, the best in town. Located at 8324 Arlington Expressway. Give them a call today at 903-2745. That's 903-2745. Florida Fab Works. If it's broke, we can weld it. If it's real broke, then we'll just fabricate you a new one. Welding takes years to master. At Florida Fab Works, they've been welding and fabricating for over two decades now. They weld anodized aluminum and stainless steel. Take a good close look at the T-top, the pulling platforms, the grab rails, and the leaning post on your vessel. If they need attention, give Florida Fab Works a call today. All new customers get 10% off any welding or fabrication. Florida Fab Works. Call 639-0365. That's 639-0365. Online at floridafabworks.com. No matter how well maintained your boat is, things can still happen. Props get sheared off, water pumps fail, and starters die. You need a reliable towing service. Join Towboat US. Low-cost options and reliable service. For just $149 a year, Towboat US provides you with unlimited towing on water breakdowns within their vast service area. And that's 24/7. The average tow is around $700. Towboat US membership is a clear alternative. Visit BoatUS.com and join today. Or give them a call at 249-4422. That's 249-4422. Hey, you want to boat some fish? Call Captain Don Taylor at Inshore Outdoors Fishing. He's a regular right here on the Gone Fishing Show, and boy, can he fish. From Nassau to St. Augustine, Captain Don has been hooking redfish, trout, flounder, sheep's head, tarpon, and snook for years. You'll be fishing with one of the best while using the latest rods and reels. Book your family-friendly charter today. Inshore Outdoors Fishing. If the fishing is tough, stay longer. If the fishing is great, stay all day. Call 318-9906. That's 318-9906. Online at InshoreOutdoorsFishing.com.
Save a nickel, save a dime. You'll save a bundle at Jack's Bargain Cabinets and Flooring. Save big bucks on building materials, from kitchen cabinets, vanities, granite countertops, carpet, and vinyl flooring. Jack's Bargain Cabinets beats the britches off those big box stores by as much as 40%. Bring them a quote from the fat cats and they'll beat it like a dusty rug. Jack's Bargain Cabinets are all wood at discount prices. Go to jacksbargaincabinets.com and see the huge selection of kitchen cabinets and countertops. Get a full kitchen or bathroom upgrade in less than 2 weeks at Jack's Bargain Cabinets, 455 Cassett Avenue.
When it comes to those pesky bugs, leave them to Beaver. Beaver Bug Blasters, that is. Clyde T. Bunk, the owner of Beaver Bug Blasters, can stop the bugs from coming into your home by building a bug beaver dam that will keep those bugs outside where they belong. Clyde appreciates your business, and he appreciates our veterans. That's why Beaver Bug Blasters is a proud supporter of the Heroes on the Water Foundation. Remember, if your pest control is a disaster, call the masters. Beaver Bug Blasters, 904-242-2847. That's 904-242-2847.
If you're a serious angler, you want to increase your casting distance and accuracy. You want to limit wind knots and bird nests. You want the new Wave Series rods from T. Allen Rods.
T. Allen Rods.
It's the first production rod in the world featuring a 100% carbon fiber rod mated with the microwave guide system. It's a revolutionary rod for serious anglers. The new Wave Series from T. Allen Rods. Built in America and available now at tallenrods.com. T. Allen Rods, the finest rods on earth.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
Hey, right. Okay, we're back in studio. In studio today, Captain Don Taylor.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Mr. Jeff Altman.
Hello.
Officer Roland Green, FWC.
Oh, yeah, I'm here. I would like to hear if anybody has already participated in the Catch a Florida Memory. Please call in and let us know.
I want to say that Craig, when I looked online a while back when somebody brought this to my attention.
I do believe Craig.
We have a guy that comes on the show here. He's an excellent fisherman, and he'd actually submitted the paperwork and whatnot, and he's actually on your, you know, you can go on your website and it'll show you people's names that have got certain things on there, whatever it is.
Yes. Yeah.
Awards and
winners.
Whatnot.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Winners.
And he's putting a trout tournament together.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And so Craig, I think he like submitted some stuff for the trout, and I'm not sure what else he had done, but,
please call in.
Yeah. That'd be cool. Yeah. Please do so. I'd like to know about the process. What I'm curious to know about, you know, how the process actually, so you go to my FWC.com, and then you I guess, is there a link, I'm assuming, you can go down on the left-hand side of it that would take you over to that stuff?
Yes, where you can register online, or you can ask for a paper application.
And I'm sure all these pamphlets are going to be in every place where you can pick up, you know, your fishing licenses and places like that, correct?
Yeah, yeah. These pamphlets I got here, you all can keep, and certainly they're the same ones that are on our website also.
Okay.
We got Craig, I hope.
Looks like we got somebody
yeah,
calling.
Yeah, we got somebody calling in.
I don't have a name just yet. It's Michael.
Michael.
Hey, Michael, how you doing?
Michael's
how you doing today, Michael?
Participated.
Doing good. Michael's good. I just had a quick question for you guys. I'm taking my son to that bass tournament out in Palatka, and I was going to see if you guys had a booth set up out there.
No, we do not.
No, sir, we do not. No, sir.
All right.
I bet FWC will.
Okay, well, we'll just have to meet y'all another time. But, yeah, we'll go to that one as well while we're there.
Mike, what bass tournament is that? Is that the Wolfson's deal? Or
I think that's in Palatka. I'm going with my brother. My brother won the CCA tournament last year, that Red Drum tournament.
Right.
And they asked him to come out there, and it was a tag fish tournament, you know. And we're just going to hang out with him and do a little tailgate and hanging out. So we were just going to meet you guys. Because my son and I love listening to y'all show every day.
So you said that your brother actually he caught a redfish that was tagged. Is that right?
Yeah, he sure did.
What did he win?
What prize did he win?
A contender fishing boat.
Nice.
Yeah, it was about 90 grand. It was a nice package and a nice boat.
Hey, well, spill the beans on your brother. So now what area did your brother catch his? I don't mean exact
it's
spot.
It's no mystery, man. It's no mystery. He caught it right around the dock over there at Sisters Creek.
No kidding. Yeah. That's what I heard.
Yeah. Yeah, wow. It was like, you know, and it was one of those typical stories. It was his last minnow of the day.
Nice.
And he was getting ready to leave. He called me up crying. I thought my dad died or something like that.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, what's going on, man?
Man, that's awesome.
He told me.
That's really cool. Awesome, man. I'm glad to hear that.
Was that worth his $100 entry fee?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool. He was really happy about it. And I'll be honest with you, man, it came at the right time. It was a blessing for him and his wife and his family. You know, it really was cool. And the CCA was real good about it, and they took good care of him, man. I was real happy about it.
What's your brother's name?
His name is Jay Carter.
Jay Carter, congratulations.
Well, congratulations,
buddy.
Man.
And what's your son's name?
I'll pass that along to him.
Let him know I'm jealous of him.
Yeah, hey,
I will. I'll certainly do that.
Mike, what's your son's name that listens to us?
My son's name is Henry, and he's 11 years old. I'm going to actually pick him up a little bit early today so we can get out there to Palatka. But
tell Henry we said hello. We appreciate
it. The show for him to watch it, you know, or to listen to it. So he listens to it on a cassette tape.
We appreciate him listening,
and I'm glad
tight lines to you.
He's a future angler. We appreciate it, man. All right, but thank you for calling. Okay.
All right. Right,
yes, sir. Bye bye.
And the CCA Redfish Star Tournament
Star program, yeah.
That's going to be starting up probably a couple months from now.
Well, you know, that's the first person that I've talked to, Jeff, that actually has. I mean, I know the one guy that we all know, he did the raffle and won the Pathfinder, but that's actually the first person that I've actually caught the fish.
Yeah.
Caught the fish and, you know, won. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
And, you know,
so people, it happens.
Yeah. And on the conservation end or environmental end, Craig Van Brocklin last year won a really nice paddle board for picking up garbage at the boat ramps.
Oh, the 5-gallon bucket.
Yeah, you take a 5-gallon bucket, you fill it full of trash, you take a picture of it with the measuring stick or measuring board, and you send it in. And Craig picked up a couple hundred 5-gallon buckets
of
trash.
That's great that Craig did that, but isn't that a shame, though, that there's that much trash out there?
Yeah.
That's the
and,
part.
You know, that's like, you know, kayak, and I come across, you know, plastic bag float, and I'm netting it up. Yeah. You know, I net stuff up out in the kayak all the time and
I'll pick
get
up
it
stuff.
Out of the water.
Oh, yeah. I'll pick up stuff.
You probably catch a lot of fish kayaking, don't you?
I try to.
Yeah, you stay inside the manatee zone and do your fishing?
Inside of a lot of stuff.
He's tight lip over. He's top top.
Try to stay away from all the manatees. They'd dump you in a heartbeat.
Manatees sort of like kayaks. They think that
it's a big,
friends.
A big manatee, you know.
Yeah, this is our friend.
And they think it's a big back scratcher.
I have been fishing in the river, looking off the right side of the boat, vertical jigging, and all of a sudden I got something wet on my knee, and I look over and this little manatee is like stuck his head right on the side of my kayak. And I just started scratching his head, and then he rolled over so I could rub his belly, and then he like swim around to the back of the kayak.
So, Roland, do you fish?
Yes, yeah, I fish.
Where do you? What kind of fishing do you do? Inshore, offshore?
Yeah, inshore. Yeah.
What's your favorite?
Fishing, catching redfish.
Let me ask you another question. Do you have a license?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Gotta have a license.
Or are you covered?
Yeah, gotta have covered. That goes back to, you know, having that app.
Right.
Yep. You know, everybody knows about the Fish Hunt Florida app.
Yeah, I've got that,
Keep your license on your phone.
You know, his license, he just pops the wallet out.
You know, I have a question for you. That's just kind of the alligator tags that people can draw. You know, you got to go through the FWC in order to do all that stuff. I have a hard time personally defining the areas that you're allowed to hunt the alligator. So can you, are you familiar with any of that by any chance?
No, as far as I know some areas where people are
you'll apply for an area and then, I got a tag. I returned the tag because, you know, like the area guy did. It said you can't fish within so many miles of the, incorporated area of this and 300 yards from, had a lot of different variations of places that you could.
I didn't understand it at all. Yeah, when you draw tags for alligators, there's definitely specific areas that they're going to send you to because they don't want too many people going in the same area.
There's zones that you pick is what you do. Like 1 through 10, and then if you get lucky enough to get one. But when you came around, it was just the area that you could – I didn't even know there's any water. In other words, with the area that they said you could actually harvest the alligator, you looked on Google Earth, and it was like there's no –
there's no water.
There's no area there to even harvest one. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Oh, really? What area was you trying to fish in?
Obviously, I wanted to be like down in the Placa area. I didn't get that. That was like my number one pick. I wound up getting a tag that was like in the Duval, outer Duval, St. John's area, but it all was kind of encapsulated right there around 295, 9A, 9B, and part of this other little part that was in St. John's County, it looked like to me. But you know, there's nothing there though. I mean, there's one big,
like woods,
but there's one big pond. But it was too close to the expressway. You know what I mean? And then another one is you can't be too close to a protected area. There's a bunch of restrictions. Is what I'm trying to say, and I'm just curious about it. That's all. Anyway,
904-296-2692. We're getting ready to take a hard break here at the top of the hour. 296-2692. You're listening to the Gone Fishing Radio Show in Jacksonville, Florida on Sunny 102.3 FM. Y'all going to stand by. We're going to play us a couple of songs, and we're going to return, and we'll get back to you with some information from Officer Roland Green in studio, Captain Don Taylor, and Jeff Altman, and myself. Y'all stand by. We'll be right back.
Dion.
The month of February contains many happy events, but now February marks a very special event for the Boger family, the owners of Boger Shoes here in Jacksonville. This February, Erica and Brett Boger will celebrate their daughter Skylar's second birthday. And to help celebrate Skylar's birthday, Boger Shoes is having a fantastic sale on baby shoes for the entire month of February. This month, when you purchase one pair of baby shoes at regular price, you can purchase another pair at 50% off. That's right, get 50% off your second pair. And it won't be long before spring sets in, so check out Boger Shoes' new spring arrivals in their beautifully new remodeled store. For 62 years, Boger Shoes has been providing orthopedic and diabetic shoes for thousands of customers in Northeast Florida. And Boger Shoes specializes in extra-wide width shoes. And they offer free evaluations and fittings by 3 board-certified podiatrists on staff.